acorns jumping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a sweet nature, a sweet nature thing. It's a sweet nature, a sweet nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 149, Knit Local Getaway. This is not a typical podcast episode. It will be very brief, and it will contain information about the upcoming Knit Local Retreat in Washington County, New York in April 2017. If you're interested, I hope you keep listening because you can find out about how to enter a lottery for one of the spots on this retreat. If not, if it doesn't fit into your plans this year, then I look forward to meeting up with you again in 2017 and episode 150. This will be the second annual retreat. Last year, I called this retreat the Farm and Fiber Getaway, but I think Knit Local is more appropriate because I really want to put an emphasis on the local fiber production in Washington County, New York. Washington County is the largest fiber producing county in New York State. And each year, the last weekend of April, they have a farm and fiber tour that's free and open to the public. This retreat presents a low-cost option for you to join in, meet other knitters and fiber artists, and enjoy all of the fun of the tour, as well as a little bit of a retreat. It is not a retreat with classes or luxurious accommodations or anything like that. It's simple, but it's a lot of fun, and it's great for the fun at heart. This year, the retreat will begin at 3 p.m. on Friday, April 28th, and checkout will be on Sunday, April 30th at 11 a.m. So the retreat includes two nights accommodation, and the location is St. Mary's Lodge. It's on the campus of Christ the King Retreat and Conference Center in Greenwich, New York. And Greenwich is central in Washington County and within a short driving distance of most of the farms on the tour. There are dormitory accommodations at St. Mary's with shared bathrooms like college dorm style lavatories. There are bunk beds, although no one will have to sleep in a top bunk. I keep reservation numbers low on this retreat so everyone can be as comfortable as possible. Bedding is provided, and there is a really big common room at St. Mary's with sofas, tables. There's a refrigerator, microwave, and sink. We have dinner, a big dinner on Friday evening. I prepare the main parts of the meal, and then folks chip in with beverages and desserts. This year, I'll be making several different kinds of soup, as well as bread and salad. And then the rest of the meals for the retreat are on your own, although you are welcome to bring food with you if you want to, you know, have a light breakfast at the lodge, or if you want to bring things for lunches. You really can work within a budget on this retreat. The main activity is to take part in the Farm and Fiber Tour. There is already updated information about this tour on the Farm and Fiber Tour website, so you can find out which tours are included. The farms are open to the public, and they also have a lot of special events, like there will be shearing demonstrations and other special kinds of things. Sometimes 4-H children are doing demonstrations, and different farms have different things to offer. Sometimes they have yarn and fiber, sometimes meats and cheeses, and there are other wonderful things around Washington County. Like there's Argyle Brewery, there's some wonderful ice cream, there are great eateries and other shopping. There is Foster Sheep Farm, which is in nearby Schuylerville, New York, which has a full service yarn shop, as well as wonderful sheep and farm yarn on premises. And there's a fiber mill. Mary Jean Packer runs a Bat and Kill fiber mill with tours available all weekend long. So there's a lot to do, and there's a great brochure. On Friday evening, we usually plan our route, and folks who have been on the tour can talk about what's great to see, what you shouldn't miss. There was a lot of carpooling last year, so you can go around with some new friends or some old friends, as the case may be. And then we have a couple of other activities at the lodge. We had a great swap table last year, which I plan to have again. We had some folks offer to teach some different skills or techniques, and we can do that again if folks are interested. A chance to learn something new. But the main thing about the retreat is just the great people. Friendships were formed last year that endure today. We had a little meetup at Rhinebeck this year. It's just a great way to meet some folks who care about the same things that you do and to support the local fiber industry, which could be great if you're already used to doing that, or it could be wonderful if you live in an area where there isn't really a local fiber industry and you'd like to go on the tour and see what that's all about. So here's how it works if you'd like to join in the fun. I have a lottery that will open on January 1st and will continue until January 15th. Probably I won't close the lottery until about the 16th at some point, just to make sure everyone who would like to has a chance to enter. And entering the lottery isn't a registration, it's just putting your name in there and saying, yes, I'm interested. Folks who attended the retreat last year will have priority registration, and this year, in addition to the accommodations at St. Mary's, I also have just a few spots available for people who kind of want to join in the fun at St. Mary's, but they'd rather find their own accommodations. I have a very few of those spots. So based on who would like to return from the retreat last year, I'll see what places I still have available. And by January 20th, I will inform everyone of the status of their reservation. Once you've been informed that there is a spot for you in the getaway, the retreat fees are as follows. For two nights accommodation at St. Mary's, Friday evening dinner, all of the fun and activities of the getaway, and a goodie bag of knit local products, the fee is $125. $35 of that is a non-refundable registration fee. If you prefer to find your own accommodations and you just want to join in the fun of the retreat, there's a little knit local goodie bag that I'm assembling for everyone. That is a non-refundable registration fee of $35. All of this information is contained on the Knit Local Getaway page of my website, Yarns at Yinhu. I have attached links to all of the different things that I'm talking about, a review of the pricing, and all of the lottery and registration deadlines. Everything is contained there, and you can feel free to message me if you have any questions or anything is unclear to you. Last year, this retreat was absolutely awesome. It bloomed out of an idea that I had when I met with my knitting pen pal, Fernanda, 2 years ago, and just the two of us stayed at the conference center, and we went around on the tour, and we were just thinking about how much fun it would be to invite some other folks to join in with us. And then last year, that dream became a reality, and this year, I am continuing the tradition. The reason I'm asking for registration fees this year is that Christ the King Retreat and Conference Center changed its policies somewhat. So instead of being able to call up and just register for a spot at St. Mary's Lodge, I actually need to pay for the entire facility and then collect registration fees to offset the cost of that. So the method of registering is just a little bit different this year, but I think the retreat was simple, but a lot of fun, and I plan to pretty much replicate what we did last year. I got a lot of positive feedback, and there are many folks really looking forward to coming again, as well as some folks who didn't get a chance to come interested in putting in for the getaway this year.
Acorns jumping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves lay down like a lady, waiting for a naked man. River bends like an elbow, turning stones to sand. It's a sweet nature, sweet nature thing. It's a it's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. river's gonna get you high. You better tell your face to smile. Jump in the river naked and hang a country mine and say, sweet nature, babe. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing.